Okay, dial it up a bass. Okay. Still discussing the cases where it's Noach Lazer and Kosher Lazer, and where it's more Noach or less Noach or whatever. Toshma, Shtegezu Stros, Zula Malamizu. You have two balconies that are opposite each other, one higher than the other, but not directly above each other. One's here, one's down, over to the side a little bit, on a building, like these sukkah balconies. The loasul, and these balconies are over water, and they use it to draw water through the balcony. So the halacha is that in order to draw water into the balcony, the water is karmelus. The balcony is Rishus HaYochid. So you can't take water directly from the karmelus to Rishus HaYochid. So what you have to do is make a mechitza, the way Rashi learns, around the... You make a hole in the balcony, in the gazoo straw, which is like a scaffolding. That's what it is. You make a hole in the scaffolding, which is arba by arba, and you put a mechitz around it that's 10 tefachim, either above the scaffolding or below it. And that mechitz then extends all the way down to the water imaginary. And even though normally a mechitz that's 3 tefachim off the ground is no good, because gedoyi bokimbo, because animals can get underneath and then mevatel mechitz, but we say bekiyas dagim is not mevatel mechitza, and here since it's over water and just fish that get underneath, that doesn't break up the mechitza. So we say good achis on the mechitza. The mechitza goes down into the water, and therefore it's considered like that part of the water is surrounded by mechitzas, and you're taking from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaYochid. So now the upper balcony made this mechitza, but the lower balcony didn't. So you made a mechitza in the hole in the scaffolding for the upper balcony, but not the lower balcony. So shtei masuros ad shiarva, they're both asur until they make an eruv together. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shtei gezustros masnisani, it's a mishnah. Gezustros shilamala min hayam, you have a scaffolding, a balcony that's above the sea, above the water. Beis zizim boltim in aliyah, shal sfas hayam. What you have is two poles that stick out, two supports that stick out of the wall, over the sea. The kovin nisorim izelezeh, and you put boards on the poles, that's a scaffolding. The hi gezustra, that's called a gezustra. Usnan, ein memala mimena v'shabas. You can't fill up water by putting down a bucket from the scaffolding into the sea. Why? The gezustra is more than 10 tefachim high. It's 4 by 4, so it's considered Rishus HaYochid. The Hayam, Karmelus. And the Yam is a Karmelus. Ela Yim Kein, Asula Mechitza Asor. It also seems to learn that the gezustra is Rishus HaYochid, not because it's high and wide or whatever, because it doesn't have any mechitzas, but rather it's like chure Rishus HaYochid. It's like the holes in a wall. Rishus HaYochid has a din of Rishus HaYochid too. Elim keosu mechitza asara bein milmala bein milmata. You can't fill up from this scaffolding to the sea unless you make a hole. Put a mechitz of 10 tefachim above it or below it, and then you can fill up. Shechokin mekev arba, kein pibor. You put a hole in the scaffolding, which is 4 tefachim wide. V'osin mechitzas nivosav, and around that hole, you make a mechitza. Lamala o lamata, whether the mechitza is 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim below the scaffolding. V'mishal shogli, and you put a bucket through that hole, down into the yam. Umemale, you fill up the bucket. The choshev gilu pios ha-mechitza yor, and in the sosmin, that's a hole. and the mechitza extends down, imaginary wise, into the water. Kedamrino terakama, kalu shekilu chacham v'mayim, shemechitza tluya materis bled. So there's a special kula the Rabbanan made that even though a mechitza that's more than three tefachim off the ground is called a mechitza tluya, and that's possible, but by when it's over water, it's okay. They're not one above the other, but they're staggered. One is on one side of the building, the other one is a few feet away. We'll see how much away. They're within four tefachim of each other, so you can, what's it called, pass things from one to the other, but they're not directly one over the other. The top one has this hole and mechitzas, the mechitza, the loasu tachtona, and they didn't do anything for the bottom one. So the bottom one can't drop a bucket from its scaffolding into the sea, but the top one could. Ubishab is zarkim b'nei tachtona d'lishalohem al mechitzas o'elyona, b'yorid l'nekev, u'mishal shilom o'shevola. So what do the bottom ones do? They need water on Shabbos. So they throw their bucket up to the top one, which is just a little bit above them, and off to the side a little bit, they throw their bucket over, through the other one's hole, and they fill it up like that. Okay. Shtei Masurim, Lamalos, neither of them are allowed to use this hole. Mitmeshur Shu Shteim Sholtuspo, because both of them used the hole, and they didn't make an Erev. Ukigon Shasu Osa Mechitza Beshutis. They made this Mechitza Beshutis. So it belongs to both of them. Because we learned before, both Rashi and Tosfos said, that if it belonged to one of them, then it's not Rishus Shteim. If it monetarily belongs to one, then it's their Rishus. So here, since it belongs to both of them, and both of them use it, and they didn't make an Erev, so they can't use it. So what do you see over here? We don't give it completely to the top one, because their tashmish is just putting down. The other one has to stretch up and then go down. So what do we see? That stretching up and going down is equal to going down. Kol shekein, stretching up without going down is what's called equal to going down. If stretching up and going down is equal to going down, surely stretching up by itself is equal to going down. So we see what's it called, not like Shmuel. Where it says, Omar Ravada Barava, the boy in B'nai Tachtona, Derech Elyona L'malos. Now it's talking, Rashi says, the boy in B'nai Tachtona, V'olim B'sulamos, Derech Elyona L'malos. The Tavai B'shosu. It's not talking where they throw the thing up and then down. They have ladders. And when they want to fill up water, they climb up the ladder, go to the top scaffolding, and drop the bucket. So they're equal usage. Both of them, the usage is totally, and the fact that they have to go up the ladder is irrelevant. That's not part of the process. Right? So you have to walk somewhere and then do bishul, so the walking doesn't count. Rashi, v'lomi Abai Omar, kagon b'kaim in b'soch asorah v'agani. Abai says another answer. It's talking where these two gizus straws are within 10 tefachim of each other, and they become like one rishus. V'lomi boi komar. And if that's the case, then why do you have to say that the top one had a bor and the bottom one didn't have? Right, l'chorah, they're like one rishus, that they don't make an eruv. Then it never is good. It doesn't make a difference if it's mizrika, b'shilshul, it's one rishus. Mizrika and shilshul, that whole halacha is only where it's two separate rishuyos. The question is, and you have a third thing, and both of them use that third thing, right? Then there's a question of to whom we give it. But if the two rishuyos are one rishus, and they didn't make an eruv, then it ought to come on to shilshul, zrika, it's one rishus. Without an Erev. So therefore, why do you have to say this case that the top one had a machitza, the bottom one didn't. The lovely boy called it. When the Mishnah said that the top one had a machitza, not the bottom one, it means not what you call. You don't have to tell me this case even. Okay. Meaning, lovely boy also taktona below asoyona dasire. You don't have to tell me that they made the machitza to the bottom one, but not to the top one. Right? That it's asher. Why? The kivin the go yuda adoni kayomim asri adoni. Because since they're within 10 tochim of each other, they're considered one rishos, and therefore it's asher. El afilu asul leyona below asul taktona. The top one made, and the bottom one didn't make. So could I think? I mean, what would I think? Since the top one made and the bottom one didn't make, given to the Zeb and Achas, or the Zeb and Kasha, laced in the Zeb, Shetashmisham and Achas, Kamashmalot. I might think, even though they're one Rishos, but since this one has a hard time using it, he has to throw up and then down. And the other one has an easy, just to make it go down, that will give the thing totally to that side, right? And if we consider it two Rishuyos, Kamashmalot, no. Then nothing's going to help. It's all one rishus, and it's not going to help. If it would be two rishuyos, and the question is, this third rishus, who do we give it to? Then it will be a difference, nachas and kasha, but shmua. But since it's all one rishus, it's irrelevant. So, adarab, that's how Shmuel would learn this mission. Rashi, he goes, the time we begu asara dagodi, she'en ayona gavomi tachton asara. The top gezustra is not more than 10 tefachim above the bottom one. The apogav v'akaki l'zebe kosher l'zebe nachas, even though, and now we're not saying, like Ravada said, that they go up the ladders. They have to throw it up and then down. So even though it's easier for the top people to use it, and harder for the bottom people, and normally Shmuel would say, we give it to the one who's easier, here it's different. Sheesh mixes rib in Ashoshu, Vamar Shmuel Ael, the Choltash Mishu Nachas Lazer, Miser, Nosno Lanachas. We give it to the one who is more convenient, even though it's only relatively more convenient. Lo Tikshu, it's no Kash on Shmuel. The time of the Hocha, Lad Mishu Tash Mishu. Here the reason why it's Osir is not because we consider the two usages equal. Ela Mishum the Kivan the Bego Asorad Adoni Kayon. Since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, ain't rishus shlishis lezu below zu. There's no such thing as a third rishus here. It's all one rishus. Ba'afilu lezeb b'pesach lezeb b'zrika she'ain chilek rishus b'neyah. Even if one would have putting it up and the other one would have equal, which everybody agrees, goes to the one who's equal, who's parallel, right? Here it wouldn't make a difference. Because it's basically that halach is when you have two chatzeres. Rashi going to say the chi amrinim rishus shlishis hasmuch l'shtayim l'zebenachas u'l'zebekosha nitna l'zebenachas honey mila heka de beis harishuyos chalukas. That's where the two rishuyos are separated. The gova yud, there's 10 fachim separating them. You go to chatzer v'aliyah like a chatzer and aliyah. Or you go beis chatzeros amuvdolos yud v'gova karkiyosa or two chatzeros that one's higher 10 tefachim than the ground level of the other one. Or mechitza asar b'neim, or charitza asar, or a ditch. When you have two separate rishuyos. So each one makes their own eruv, right? But they have a common thing that they use together. Then there's a difference who uses that common thing in a more comfortable way. But where there's no separation between the rishuyos, it's all one big rishuyos, and they didn't make an eruv together, then it's also for everybody. Then there's no machlokas, there's no question. Velomi boyakomar, kolomar, the chitema, ho v'soka sarakayomim, the tana mishum de'ein lezu rishos, below zu, the lo lashmin of the zebishosho, or the zebizrika, noson oson the zeshavishosho, mali osu layona, mali osu tachthona. If it's not within 10 tefachim, and the chiddush over here is, that we give it to the top one, right? I might think you give it to the top one because they have a more comfortable usage, and the bottom one has a more difficult usage. Then it makes a difference where the mechitza is, top or bottom. But if it's what's it called? If it's not, that's not the halacha.
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that within 10 tefachim, then what difference does it make? Top one, bottom one, as long as they didn't make an eruv, it's always awesome. And it doesn't make a difference where the thing is. Because even if it's both benachas, or one benachas and the other one totally not, it's still awesome. So why did I have to tell me the case where the mechitza was on the top one? This is Lomi Boya Kovar. Lomi Boya Asal Tachton of Loso Ayona. Dikalok me time with Isura, Mishum Tash Mishashabe, Tosmuko saying, the Meshachak also was so down with Tvachin. Give a believer, come on. The Govanami, because I saw that body. Right? And what the Mishnah says like this. You don't have to tell me the case where they made for the bottom one, but not for the top one. Right? And that, what's it called, their equal Tashmish. And that's why I might think it's awesome. Even if the kidney Tashmish is not equal, one has to throw up and the other one has an easy time of just letting it down, it's still going to be awesome. Elatilu, Tavi Vizeb Shilshu, Zeb Nixon Shrika Vishilshu, right? Lashley Vizeb Tashmish, that's what I might think. In that case, you give it to the one who has the more comfortable usage, because Shmuel, like Taka, like Shmuel, right? Hoil mixes koshi yesh bazemizeh to mash malon the kivan that they're within 10 tefachim asher adoni below shum tam tashmish. So Adarav, the way the Shmuel learns, it's a riot to him, not a kash on him. Right? The reason I say the case of the above is to tell me even in a case that normally we give it to the one who has the more comfortable thing, here you don't do that because here they're within 10 tefachim of each other. Okay, let's go on. Where do we find this halacha that if they're within 10 tefachim of each other, they become one rishos? In the following case, the Omer of Nachman over Shmuel. Shmuel had another halacha similar to this, where he said that since it's within 10 tefachim, it becomes one rishos. God has somat lushus harab. If you have an overhang, a roof, the roof that you use. Okay, people go up to the roofs, they use the roof. It's like a chotzer on top of the house. Some of which was around, but underneath, they had no chotzer. The building opened into Rishus HaRabim, and the roof was, bordered,
flush.
Flush, yeah, that's a good word. Flush to the Rishus HaRabim. So you have the facade of the building, the roof, and here, down underneath, directly after the building, is Rishus HaRabim. Tzorech Sulam Kavua La'atiro. So you need a permanent ladder to be considered a Pesach to be Matra. We'll see one second what's going on. Mara says, Sulam Kavua in Sulam Aroi Lo. Only a permanent ladder is going to help, not a temporary ladder. My time, Lab Mishum Bekiva de Besok Asora, Ta'adodi Kaima, Asra'adodi. Since the roof and the house, which borders onto Rishus HaRabim, are within 10 tefachim of each other, the male are considered one Rishus, and just like the people of Rishus HaRabim, Asr, on the house, the Asr on the people of the roof too. Let's see Rashi. Grad Asom of Rishus HaRabim, Shein Omuk of Chotzer, the house has no Chotzer around it. It mamish is flush with the adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. That's what I was looking for. It's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. And let's see the record Rishus HaRabim, Rustam Gag of Oasor. Most roofs are 10 tefachim high, because a house that's less than 10 tefachim high is not called a house, called a Diras Ruchim. Tzarek Sulam Kavua, Min Ha'aliyah Legag. So here what you have is, you have the roof, you have the aliyah, right, that opens into the roof. You need a sulam kavua from the aliyah to the gag to separate them. Latiro talkum min ha-mirpeset l'gag. In order to be mutter to carry from the mirpeset to the gag. The other le sulam golidai, they disolke l'gag mikot rishus harabim. The unichole le-ashtemushe ben. What happens over here? The people of the Mirpeset, what's it called, are flush with the Rishus HaRabim. So the people of Rishus HaRabim asher the Mirpeset. Now, if you want to go up to the God, the Mirpeset and the God are considered like one Rishus. Right? The Shaila is only why the people of Shusharabim ask for anything. They're not living there, they're just walking through. So they say that what's it called? That since there's no Tashmish Dira, you don't need them to live there. Just even walking through becomes like a Tashmish, and it's in Asher's. So now you want to separate the Gag from the Mirpeset, which is flush, adjacent to the Shusharabim. So the way you have to do that is to build a ladder that's permanent. And that ladder, like we said, has a din of a mechitza, has a din of a pesach, whichever one is the kula. Here the kula is, the ladder should be a mechitza, and I want to separate the gag from the merpeset with this ladder, close it off, and now the gag has a separate din, and it's no longer connected to the merpeset, which is adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore awesome. Since a temporary ladder you're going to take away, it's like it's not there. It's in your permanent ladder. My Tama, Hog Gag Zeh, you know the Tashmish Rishram Kal. The Chorah, the Rosh Hashanah has no Tashmish on the Gag. Why should the Rosh Hashanah ask for the Gag? It's nowhere near the Rosh Hashanah. Elamai, Lav Mishum, the Vahachi Haskim, the Logan Bia Mirpeset, Asar Rosh Hashanah. It's talking where the Mirpeset is within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Hashanah, and then from the Mirpeset you go to the Gag, the Nela, the Mirpeset is one Rishus with the Rosh Hashanah. And the Nela, the Gag, is one Rishus with the Mirpeset. The Nela, the Rosh Hashanah, answers on the Gag, without a ladder. The Mineta of the Gag, Upachas Mi'asara, Ula, and the Gag is within 10 Tfachim of the Mirpeset. It's not within 10 Tfachim of the ground, but it's within 10 Tfachim of Mirpeset. So you have Rosh Hashanah, less than 10 Tfachim Mirpeset, less than 10 Tfachim Gag. So the Mirpeset is one Rishus with the Rosh Hashanah, the Gag is one Rishus with the Mirpeset, and that's all awesome. Unless you have a ladder separated. I forgot the Mirpeset, Kepesach. From there, Rosh Hashanah ain't a roi. Given the Mirpeset, Rosh Hashanah, Beko Asar, Nadavi Kaimi, and even though the Mirpeset is like a Pesach to Mei Rosh Hashanah, they can be established with it easily, and the people above have to be established with Shilshul on the Mirpeset. So why do we give the Mirpeset to the Bnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's give it exclusively to them and separate it from the God. Even the Mirpeset, Rosh Hashanah, the Go'asara Nadavi, since the Mirpeset and the Rosh Hashanah are within 10 Tfachim, even though one can only use it the Shulshul, and one the Pesach, the Chora, we should give it to the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, and not the other ancient Masher. Kindly, Ashri Adoni, then he comes Asher, then he becomes like one Rishos. Dila Pachi, time of mine, Nidu. Right, so if it's not, why should it be Asher altogether? We could go to the Mirpeset Megufetasi, Lamala, it's talking the Mirpeset as a wall around it, Upisko Biyurabas to Shusarab. And it's opened with a Pesach to Shusarab. In other words, the wall has an opening in the middle, which is 10 Amos or less, that's a Pesach. And the Ilam Megufetasi, Savit, given the Logivi Asora, Karmelisi. Because it wouldn't be at all have a wall around it, and it's what's it called, less than 10 Tfachim high, and it's more than 4x4, it's a carbolus. The Sulam of Mahaniwa, to come and talk to the carbolus, the yachid. You wouldn't help a ladder, because from the Mirpeset to the God would be carrying from the carbolus to Shusha Yachid. So that's what we're talking, where the Mirpeset is a Shusha Yachid, it has walls, but it has an opening that opens directly into a Shusha Rabin. So even though the tashmish of that, what's it called, of the things or whatever in Rosh Hashanah are, for the Rosh Hashanah, it's a Pesach. And for the, what's it called, it's equal to them. And for the people of the Mirpeset, it's Bishulshul, that's irrelevant. Because it's all within 10 Tfachim. Shmur says, no. No Raya from there, that since it's within 10 Tfachim, even though one has a tashmish kal, a Noach, and the other one has a Tashmish Kasha, right? That becomes irrelevant. It's no Raya. Why? Because over here, there's a different reason. Maskeh b'lav papa, the dilma kisharabi mechatvin alav mekumsa v'sudra. Maybe it's talking where the, what's it called, the mirpeset is, what's it called, accessible to the people of Rishus HaRabim, also b'noach. It's not talking where it's, what's it called, where it's l'zeh, b'zrika, and l'zeh, the Pesach, but they're both the Pesach. Because the people of Rishus HaRabim put on their hats and their jackets on the mirpeset to rest a little while, and therefore it's zeh b'noach, l'zeh b'noach. That's why they become like one Rishus. Not because if it would be l'zeh b'noach and l'zeh b'kosher, still it would be one Rishus because of its within 10 tefachim. To Rashi, the Kumsa v'sudra, shirgilim v'asi shalom b'chol, during the week, they take their hats off, or their jacket, kogim u'ma'aforis, tashmish noach. And therefore, both are tashmish noach. V'hokudu, v'ayim, l'mosi kal kazem, Baichas, Rashi, what's it called? Rashi says it? Yeah, Rashi says it later. Baichas, Seiros, you normally lose heavy things. So if it's 10 tefachim higher, you don't put heavy things. That's not called Tashmish Noah. But to put your hat 10 tefachim, it's something that you were asking the other day. It's only 10 tefachim high. How hard is it? But for heavy things, it's hard to reach up. Put your hat there, it's no big deal. So 10 tefachim high for light things, and the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, the Mepeset, don't put heavy things. They don't put heavy things down. There's only, they have their hats and their jackets. Right? They're passing through. But when you're established with a chatzar, you're established with heavy things. So then, 10 tefachim high makes it zrika. But for light things, it's not zrika. The apple pishen roi layam lakitu v'masri kofik, even though it's not noach for them with heavy things, can I read the b'yitzis ha-shavis? Tisha chazal akitu, aval yudlo, nine is even for heavy things comfortable. But 10 tefachim is not comfortable for heavy things. Hani mili lamasu kovig, umil kumsa visudra chazal. Right, but for hats and jackets, which is light, that's comfortable, even 10 tefachim. Kshmei adam ayetim, bimosa chama, people get tired, hot, in the summer, notli kovayam visudra mrashem. They take off their hat and their jacket during the week and put it down on the nearest merpeset. That's 10 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabim. Atshiyof uach haruach b'hen, to let them get aired out. Shilkach asri olayim. That's why it's asri. Because it's l'zeh b'noach l'zeh b'noach. V'afil lo kaimim merpeset b'go yud. And even if the merpeset is not within 10 tefachim, it's still going to be l'zeh b'noach l'zeh b'noach. Because isn't that called tzrika? Because it's easy to put a hat up on the merpeset. The lotami l'rishusha ben beis chatziros l'zubet pesach l'zubet zrika the chotzer lak tashmishtei b'hani kovim kalim. A chotzer, the main tashmish is not to put your hat. It's to put heavy things that you store in the chotzer. Ela b'kelim kvedim the chigavoa kosel yod lo chotzer l'tashmishtei the chotzer. And when the wall is 10 tefachim or higher, it's not comfortable to lift heavy packages and put them on the wall. So you give the wall to the one who it's flush with, who it's, even with. But Rishus HaRabim, they don't carry heavy packages to put down to rest on the Mepeset. They're with their hats and jackets. The Ishtinoki Lahar, the Rav Nachman, the Gag, the action. And some said this thing, Rav Nachman is talking with a God, he's less than 10 tefachim. It's within 10 tefachim, Rishus HaRabim. Not the Merpeset is within 10 tefachim, and the God is within 10 tefachim of Merpeset. But the actual God is within 10 tefachim of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, the house, I guess, is built in such a way that one side is lower and one side is higher. And Rishus HaRabim is elevated. It's an elevated Rishus HaRabim. So actually it can't be. Tim Kane, I'd be like Carmelis. Because then, the God would be a Carmelis. It's less than 10 tefachim high, right? The Chor Rishus HaRachom HaDalit, the Eda Gavo HaSora, Eso Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis. So the God would be a Carmelis. The Kiva, the Hachiyu, Sula by the Hani. What's the Sula going to help? And it can't be talking where there's walls completely around the God, because then it's not open to Rishus HaRabim B'chol. ואני שמעתי בגו הסורה והדודי, שאין לו רוחם בשזרם מהסורה. I heard another pshat, Rashi said, that it's not talking about being higher than Rishus HaRabim, ten tefachim. It is ten tefachim higher, but it's not farther away from Rishus HaRabim than ten tefachim. The Erev Shalom Arkeg, there's no shear of something being within ten tefachim length. There's only ten tefachim, there's only significant to height, not to length. Shalom Shiru Chachom Basor HaShabbos Ela Begova. When we're coming to distances, four tefachim is the amount that separates things lengthwise, and ten tefachim is the amount that separates things heightwise. So therefore Rashi says, you have to learn like me. It's talking where the merpeset is within ten tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, and the gav is within ten tefachim of the merpeset, and it all becomes one Rishus without a ladder separating.